The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
There's a lot going on in the world right now. We've all been paying attention to news notifications a little bit too much, but there are also important things in our personal lives that we should not overlook at this troubled time. And it is whether or not we take offence when someone nearby does something to annoy us on a painfully trivial level. Whether that is drinking tea from what you consider to be your favourite mug, taking your spot on the couch. I'm not talking about anyone in particular in my household with that one. Or more importantly, something that generally gives you a bit of joy and they remove the joy from you. And I think that Joe McGuckin, who is writer, actor and producer, who's with me in studio, and Julie J will share my annoyance, at least to some degree. Julie J, first of all, do you have a favourite mug?
Oh, I absolutely do. And the tea just doesn't taste the same if I don't drink out of this mug. This mug, I've had it a long time. Would you believe I actually got it the year I did my Leaving Cert? So it's seen a lot of tears.
That is a vintage mug.
I'm telling you, the only consistent thing in my life is this mug. Like, the husbands have come and gone, but the mug is here for life. Like, I keep telling my family I'm going to be like one of the Egyptians now. I want to be buried with this mug. So there's no handle on it. There's loads of chips. And I have had to rescue it from the bin so many times because everyone presumes it's for the throw out. But I just love this mug. And my dad also had a matching mug. I think it was back in the day. Do you remember you'd get the free mugs with, you know, Nescafe or whoever it was? So he had a matching one. So I think now it has that extra kind of sentimental quality to it now, because obviously he had the matching one as well. But I'm just weak for my mug.
Yeah, the likelihood of someone using that mug is reduced because it has no handle. So that kind of leave her have her manky mug, I'll take one from the cupboard.
Excuse me. Okay, in my mug's defence, I will admit I have been, you know, I have been subject to a few burns because of this mug a few times. But no, I do love this one. And actually, it was gas. In a former life, I had a favourite mug, which was a Julie mug. And it had very distinctively Julie in massive letters on the mug. I was quite attached to that one. But then I taught in this school, and this one teacher was always stealing this mug. So I just let him have the Julie mug. I kind of was like, he's clearly obsessed with me on some level. So then I just went back to my old friend, Mr. Mug from the Leaving Cert year.
That's very upsetting when someone took the mug off you. I mean, to be fair, Joe, do you have a favourite mug? You don't look like a man who has a favourite mug.
I think I'm glad to be here and discussing the big issues of the day.
We will come to the threat of nuclear war presently, but carry on.
I think that's utterly disgusting and unhygienic, Julie. I think you need to be aware. You know when there's a chip in the mug? That's like a breeding ground for like bacteria and germs. It's nasty. It's nasty. Just
now, Joe. I've had worse on the mouth, so we'll leave it off. Bit of bacteria. I laugh in the face of a bit of bacteria. I used to have a cocker spaniel back in the day. I'd practically be shifting the face off her. The chip in the mug is the least of our worries, Joe.
You are not a sentimental man, Joe.
I'm not a sentimental man. People, do you know what people like? Julie, you have kids, yeah?
Yes.
Have they got that forced haircut? People like keep the clippings of the hair. I think that's disturbing. I think that's weird. That's like psychopath level of stuff.
Joe, I totally agree. The first haircut, when you get the sandwich bag with the hair, like you do feel like a serial killer, don't you?
Yeah, and teeth. Some people keep teeth.
Yeah, no, well, what happens is, and I'm glad you raised the teeth, the tooth fairy will return the tooth to you after some time, and the parents can then put it into a box upstairs, growing like a serial killer, a collection of small baby teeth that they will then not be able to tell which tooth came from which child. It's kind of gross. But is there something in us that make us want to do that, Julie J?
Oh, well, I don't know. I left the psychology degree at home, but I'm not 100% sure. I do think there is something to be said for, like, what do they call it? Is it sensory evoked recall, which I know sounds like an Arnold Schwarzenegger film, but I think it's like when you have a physical object, it just, it gives rise to a memory. So I know now, even with my bacteria infested mug, I will never look at the same again. It does bring me back to, you know, it does kind of evoke the memories of, you know, having it when I was at home with my parents and all of that. So I think it's kind of comforting in a way.
I'm a lot more fickle than that. I'm happy to admit that in my house, there is one pint glass, and I'm willing to admit that this pint glass accidentally made it home from a pub in Killarney once, because it was a particularly nice pint glass, and I'm glad it managed to accidentally come home with me. And it's been fine up until relatively recently, when my now 17-year-old has decided he'd like to drink his glass of water out of said pint glass, and it disappears for days, and I open the press and it's gone. And that is starting to annoy me ever so slightly, Joe.
I don't think houses should have pint glasses. It's too much liquids in one mouthful. Like, it's way too much water. It's way too much soft drink. The pint glasses belong in a pub. They take up too much real estate in the cupboard as well. There's no space. Slim Jims are not, like, there's plenty of water in a Slim Jim or a half pint glass. Don't need to be going around with branded glasses in your gaff for a bit of cordial.
I'll pass it on to him and keep the pint glass upstairs with me. Do you have a favourite seat on the bus, Julie?
A favourite seat on the bus? Sure, I live in Kerry. We don't know what a bus is. Look what you're there now. Showing off. Ooh, I live in Dublin. I have public transport. No, listen. I just want a bus. A favourite seat on the bus is any seat on any bus. Now, I did, back in the day when I used to live in Dublin, I was quite fond of sitting up the front, top deck.
You see, that was it, because you used to pretend to drive the bus. Okay, I think we can all empathise with that. You pretend, because you sat in the driver's side and you were therefore driving the bus, but just on
I liked to cosplay as a driver. I did. Joe, you strike me as a bit of a back of the bus guy. Would you like a back of the bus?
No, why would you say that? Why would you
assume that? Did you just say he looked like the back of the bus?
Because you're full of the crack. You've got a bit of personality. You see, I'd be up the front just minding my own business.
No, I like to be up the front and pretend like I'm in a spaceship, like flying forward. And there was a little box. I don't know if you're from Kerry, so you probably don't remember this, but there was a little box, and the bus driver, it would be like a periscope, and you could make eye contact with the bus driver. It was very intimate.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, there was no cameras back in the day. You had to bring me. You've brought me back to the top deck of the number two bus.
Was that supposed to be the camera?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. So he could look up to see if there was anyone smoking upstairs, and he could go out and wag his finger at them. You see. Anyway, listeners have been getting in contact with the things that they have an unnecessary attachment to. Rather, I still have my plastic camping mug from the time I was in the Scouts. It's what's called a transitional item. It still has to come with me all through my life. I still have my tea out of it. I'm 50 this year.
Time to grow up. Time to grow up if you're 50. Come on.
This is a much better one. And I can empathise with this a lot more, because this is the kind of thing I would do. In my teenage years, a friend of mine had a dog named Bubbles. And they used to give Bubbles his tea in his favourite mug. Now, this was lovely. Just imagine the happiness of the dog.
They gave the dog tea?
They did, yeah. But my friend then loved to offer visitors some tea, but they'd give it to the visitors in Bubbles' mug. So therefore, talking about problems with bacteria.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, you might as well shift the dog at that point.
Julie, you know all about that.
Who isn't shifting their dog, Joe? I was just about to say it.
We'll finish up on this one, because it's only fair because Joe's here. Joe is a real killjoy, says this listener. You could see him walking around Dublin calling, "Bring out your old dead." Would you give it a go there?
What's that now?
Bring out your dead, that kind of thing, you know, in plague times.
I've never even heard of that. What's that? I'm too young
for that. That's Monty Python, you see.
Okay. Yeah. Bring out your old dead.
Yeah, you see, I think it would work. Julie, fingers crossed a bus will turn up one of these days for you and bring
you so much, Jonathan.
Back to civilization, out of the darkest depth of Kerry. Joe McGuckin, thank you so much for joining us in studio. But if you have a favourite thing, please do let us know what it might be, because I'm that pint glass. I can't get away from it. Joe, go home, find something you like.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.